The following is a production of Galactic Metcalf.
This episode of the Podcast of Terror is brought to you by Immense Stud Muffin Matt Vincent. Use our coupon code KICK15 for 15% off your order at thehate.com. That's THEHVIII.com.
Welcome to episode 42 of the Podcast of Terror, a production of Galactic Metcast. This is it, podcast about all things scary. I'm your host, Matt Stein, and with me, as always, is Corey. It's a little bulky, but I consider it a carry-on, Scott. Corey, how are you?
It's fine. It doesn't quite fit in the overhead luggage compartment, but I appreciate the stewardess trying.
He usually gets a pink tag for his dong. For those who don't know, that was the third time we've done that, because fuck me, I guess. For more on this podcast, including show notes, contact information, subscription links, go to gmcast.com/pot. For other shows from Galactic Metcast, go to gmcast.com. We spoil things and we swear. Fucking deal with it. We do have a guest, a good friend of the show, Martin Cortez, who's as close to Mexico as they come. Martin, how are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. Doing just fine. It's not that close. It's kind of close. I could probably hit it with a rock.
You're closer to Mexico than I am, so that's about it.
But if you want to do closer to borders, you're probably beating me.
That's true. I'm pretty close to Canada. Corey is pretty close to not being a part of the continental United States anymore, because California is
one hand fart away.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in sort of unofficial Mexico anyways. California is, we've got a lot of Spanish population, and eventually we'll fall into the ocean, so we'll just be whatever the border used to be.
I don't even know what to say to that, but Martin, thanks for coming. It's been a rough go so far today. This is the third time we started the podcast. The first two times I screwed it up. I killed the YouTube in the middle, so there's no video of this episode. It's been a real shit show. But
which is unfortunate, because you get to see the nice big gears behind Martin's head, which is...
There you like that?
On him.
Well, I'm about as Texas as you fucking get from behind me, dude.
Just Texas from behind is me.
Yeah, right?
Mail video.
I'm going to just nail a wheel of cheese to my wall in the next house.
Like, literally, you nailing it? Or
yeah, I'm going to put my dick through a wheel of cheese. Yeah, I just put a wheel of cheese on my man meat and fuck it.
All right, beautiful.
All right, cool.
That's an attractive curd.
I really enjoy. I'm gonna give that curd my way.
Yeah.
Curd's gonna. I don't know. This is going off the rails real quick.
I was gonna say.
If this is your first.
I'm representing Wisconsin.
Saturday nights, I fuck cheese. If this is the first episode of the podcast that you're ever listening to, please note that I have never had coital relations with cheese. Off the record, maybe banged some cheese once or twice, but
they say allegedly.
Allegedly, I fucked a cheese wheel. I can never be too sure. There once was a wedge of cheese in between my butt cheeks, but that's a different story. God.
Government-sponsored cheese bang.
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. Mom, I know.
Sponsored by California Cheese. Made by Real Happy. Real Happy Cow.
Yeah, Real Happy Cow. Love Matt Squong.
I only fuck California cheese and then spit on it and give it cab fare.
And that's where our craft beers come from.
Wow. I can't even handle this right now. You guys want to talk about some news or just talk about fornicating cheese some more?
Boat driver.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey, where are you? What I need you?
I lost it trying to handle the carry-on line three times in the opening.
Yeah, you did a really good job of dealing with my butt fuckery.
Yeah, that's 42 episodes of Matt. Hey, so first story this week, it has been announced that they have officially locked down the actor who's going to be playing Pennywise in the new adaptation of It, which I guess is still going to be two movies. They're going to split it up into two films, but in either case, they went with Bill Skarsgård, which is something that is hard to pronounce because there's an umlaut involved.
Skarsgård?
Scorgan Morgan.
Yep. Just like that.
Yeah.
Racist bastard.
Now, this is a big jump from Tim Curry, which I don't know that you can do better than in anything, but they definitely wanted to skew young because the other guy that they had chosen for this was the kid from Were the Millers. He was the original choice, and then they kind of skipped past over him or he fell out of it.
Which kid?
The kid from Were the Millers who got his dick bit by the spider.
It's been a really long time since I've seen Were the Millers, so I'm going to actually have to Google Were the Millers, dick bit by spiders.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't put dick bit by spiders, but do what you got to do.
Oh, that guy. So, okay. Sorry, yeah, dick bit by spider is probably not going anywhere. I would totally bang the daughter. I would bang Jennifer Aniston.
We just talked about you banging cheese. I mean, if we sculpted Jennifer Aniston out of a nice Gouda, I have a feeling.
I'm more into the softer goat style cheeses.
Okay. Good. You don't want to intimidate your penis.
No.
So in either case, these kids are like 25, which is to me a child, but I guess that's adequate if you're having a rapey clown in a movie.
I should probably point out that our guest is 25.
Yeah. You're adorable.
You're a child, Martin.
We're not all seasoned veterans.
That means great as fun, Corey.
But this kid, mainly, I think the thing that he's most known for, probably, and at least someone in the horror community, is Hemlock Grove, the Netflix series.
Have you watched it at all? Either?
We tried the first episode and didn't really land for us, but it kept coming back.
I got to interject on that.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that was actually a pretty good series, but I think it was geared towards a younger crowd.
Yeah, it felt like a Vampire Diaries kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
I get that people love that show. It's just not my kind of show. But I have nothing against it.
You're just into Scream Queens?
I really like Scream Queens. That was unexpected.
Yeah, it was unexpected.
Corey's sitting there banging his cane, saying, why are these kids up past 9 o'clock?
Damn kids. Well, he's 2 hours behind.
Why am I up past 9 o'clock?
Yeah, he's always like, can we do it at, like, he asked for 8 p.m., so it's 6 p.m. his time, because then they can get the early bird special at Denny's. And then he's back in time. And then he still gets the bed early, so he can get up at 3:15 to yell at the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's awfully quiet over there. Corey's plotting my death right now.
Just explain to Monday.
I really like diners.
I
feel better.
I do like diners, too. So we all know that at heart, I'm old. I am the one who kind of asked to do this a little earlier so I can go to bed early. So let me have it for that one. But
yeah, we're fucking it for everybody, too.
Well, we all know what my night consisted of. So... Fuck you.
Yeah, rocking the fuck out. That's what you did.
For 25 minutes, I didn't have to think about the car or the fact that my car was not able to turn on. So, I guess, for people listening that may actually care, last night, Drown Life Air played the first show. So, we're recording this on Sunday, so this was Saturday. 2 miles from the venue, we got off the highway, and my fucking car just stopped. So, prior to that, all the lights went on. There was a little light show in my car. And then I just sat waiting for a tow truck for 2 hours, and the weird guy... who lived there came out with his pit bulls and told me about how Credence's bus broke down in front of his house. And he's like, I'm going to get a sign that says Credence and Drown the Lifeguard broke down here. Not even making that part up.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not making that part up. And then he like talked about his dogs. He brought his dog out and his dog had big old nuts on it. And he slapped the dog in the ass. The dog went back in the house and the fucking neighbors came. Oh my God, it was...
Every time that I felt like lost in the fucking hills... story I hear has some guy who's a big Credence person. I don't understand why that is. It's just like, that's gotta be, that's their type. That's the Credence fan.
I should probably also note that this guy was drunk as fuck. It was like 8:30.
Nah, he was just having a good time.
Yeah, yes. He was a party boy. Anyways,
apparently he belongs to this show better than I do. So fuck you, Eiffel.
Hey, I'm sober as a bird.
I'm not. I had a long day. But, yeah, enough about my shitty night and my shitty night getting shit.
Oh, boo-hoo. Alright.
Fuck you.
Shitty night. Our next story comes to us from horrormovies.canada. Oh, what movies are meant to come from.
I haven't read the story, but I bet it's incredibly nicely written.
Yeah, it apologizes right off the bat. It offers me a donut. But the director of Hush, Mike Flanagan, might be in talks to direct the new Halloween. Now, there was some stories going around that John Carpenter might be returning to the series.
I thought he was.
As an executive producer, but the director was still kind of up the air. This would be interesting, because we really enjoyed Hush.
I was going to say, that was the right word to use, interesting. That was a good movie.
It was a very good movie. Now, is this a reboot of the series, or is this a continuation of one of the three times they've done it?
See, I don't know. I don't know if this is, we're going Michael Myers again, or if we're trying to do, like, Halloween 3 Season of the Witch and take it into a new direction. It seems like we've gone as far with Michael as we can from the original story, and they obviously are going to try to follow up the Rob Zombie movies with sequels, I think. So unless it's just lands in the middle of whatever and you don't really try to find a spot in continuity, it's either rebooting or it's going to be something different.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I know Rob Zombie wanted to make a third one, but
people saw a second one?
Yeah, I often forget that the second one exists, thankfully, because I really kind of enjoyed the first one after seeing it like 7 times. But I don't know, it's so hard to like reboot an iconic movie like that. Like when they did the Nightmare on Elm Street, like that was a piece of shit no matter how hard I tried to like it. Friday the 13th reboot was a piece of shit. And
yeah.
I just want someone to do something some justice because I really want to see like a proper reboot of a classic movie.
I mean, like, that's the problem, though, is I can't think of a single movie other than maybe Ocean's 11. That's just because the original Ocean's 11 is so far removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
But how many movies that you can think of that have been remade that were originals in our, essentially our lifetimes, not you, but for the most part, that the reboot has exceeded the popularity of the original? Like, everybody's up in arms over the female-led Ghostbusters right now.
Gone in 60 seconds.
I've never
seen it. I remember the first one, but yeah, maybe.
That one was, if you would have saw the original one, like, the original one was, like, in the 70s, and yeah, the cars were cool, you know, don't get me wrong there, but
yeah,
the movie was a piece of shit.
So you never saw either of them.
But Total Recall, Fright Night, the new Fright Night remake was actually really good. But I don't think people are going to that movie over the original Fright Nights, which were cheese fests, but were kind of awesome and beloved. And that's the thing. The movies only get remade because there was this huge audience who loved it. And even if it's just a cult film, it's somebody who's grabbed onto it and cherishes it in a way. So Hollywood's like, oh, yeah, we'll redo that and we'll make it better. But it's never better.
But you didn't like Total Recall? I thought the reboot was okay.
No, I didn't like the fact that it wasn't on Mars, and
yeah,
the whole jumping around in elevators thing just felt really weird to me.
It's just Colin Farrell's my spirit animal, so I can try to train with that dude.
I do enjoy the guy.
I think it helps if, like, there's a generational gap between a reboot and the original. Like, the first Fright Night was out long before I really ever got into horror movies, I had to look it up.
So that thing was around before I was born.
Oh, right. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, no, but it's true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
came up to your like, house.
You get these movies like the reboot of the Halloweens and stuff like that. You get set of 80s Halloweens. I wasn't around to see them. You know, really, I've seen them, but I wasn't around to see them.
Yeah. So the original Friday came out in 85, which is the year I was born, and then the reboot came out, or the remake or whatever, came out in 2011. But the original Fright Night was never, at least in my circle, in my world, it was never, like, wildly acclaimed as being a movie that we should see, so I never saw it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's hard, because sometimes they are a product of their time. Fright Night was, it was half comedy, half horror, it was a teen kind of flick, but it worked in the things of having the horror guy who did the TV series and stuff. It was fun, and they managed to get a sequel out of it, which I don't think landed as well. But the remake, I just don't understand who says, okay, we need to go and redo this movie, especially someone who just made a film that's getting all this great publicity and great feedback like Hush, why do you then say, okay, now for my next film, I'm going to remake something that people already love, as opposed to making stuff that's yours?
True.
Money.
Yeah.
You know,
effects are nice.
Fucking me there. Someone wants to give me some money, I'll take it.
Yep.
Oh. And, or pay you in cheese.
pay me in California fuckable cheese.
Just by the ton. Never seen that again.
Oh,
what year is it?
What's the sun? That's a dark hole we're about to climb into. Let's get into the movie that
Martin... Dark hole you would climb into.
God damn it. We're gonna talk about the movie that Martin made us watch now. Which may be closely related to fuckable cheese.
Yeah, we should have warned Martin that the quality of the movie that you suggest to make us watch kind of hinges on whether or not you're going to make it back on the show again. So,
yeah.
Well, y'all tore apart Midnight Meat Train, and that was hard enough.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just a really hard person to please. That's my life.
I can actually give you
or the package of Elvita in his fridge.
Right? I like that. The new one that they came out with the jalapenos in it.
That's a little spicy.
A little
stinky. That is
a tip. I like when it burns before, during, and after.
Constant reminder of the decisions I've made.
They're not always great.
They're rarely good.
They're lessons.
2014's exist. Exists.
The exist.
Yeah. It's a Bigfoot movie. It's a Bigfoot horror movie. Who wants to take a stab at explaining it? Cool.
Martin, I will let you lead on this one if you want to. Otherwise, I can give it a shot.
You have watched it 7 times in the past 3 days.
No, I really haven't. I just wanted to make you feel like shit.
Whatever.
So,
all you have to do is say that you watch it all the way to the end credits, and it'll make Matt look like a dumbass.
As soon as the end credits started, I turned shit off. So, fucking deal with it. Corey has to warn me that there's past the credits, and I still don't see it.
Yes. And he's like, this movie had opening credits?
Yeah. there was a movie to watch? So it's about, what, 5, 6 friends? Does anyone know a number?
Five,
okay.
Five.
It's a pretty small, intimate cast. There are 5 people in the main cast. The other characters, we get to see an uncle in there, and we get an actress who pretty much just answers the phone for emergency services at some point, and then, of course, the monsters.
Yeah, it's so it's about these 5 friends that go to one of the guy's uncle's cabin, and you later find out that he went there unannounced and just stole the key so no one knows they're there, and then he admits that his uncle saw Bigfoot and never came back, and it all kind of, it rears up from there, but on the way to the cabin they hit something, and they're trying to figure out what it is, and it's pretty easy to figure out that it's
well, I mean, they give it away. You know what I mean? When he goes back and looks at the camera.
Yeah.
They, you know, he was like, well, what the fuck did we hit? And then he was like,
Yeah, they give you a few shots at it because I wasn't paying attention when I started watching it. I was trying to do too much stuff dealing with Matt telling me,
fuck you.
Hey, maybe you don't have to watch the movie this week.
Blame Martin because he started calling me a pussy. And he got real upset when I was like, we might have to push it off a couple of days. And he's like, fuck you, you son of a bitch. I'll fucking kill you. Yeah, I should say that.
Well, that was at 2:30 in the morning after a UFC fight. So
that's true. He was actually super nice and super accommodating about it, and I appreciate both of you. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I've driven a lot. Anyways. I know.
All right.
Fuck you. Fuck all of you. So there's a lot of chance to figure out what they hit. I mean, and even knowing what the movie was about, even if I didn't know what the movie was about, and I still saw it, and you just knew the name and you saw the movie poster, you knew what they hit.
Yeah.
But then they go back and they show you, like, he rewinds it and he plays it 3 or 4 times and slows it down and zooms in. I'm like, fuck, man. Just...
So my first question about this movie is, was it sponsored by GoPro? Because it came out in 2014,
right?
That guy had, like, 300 of those fucking cameras everywhere. And we're going to live in a situation where these movies are about someone has to carry the camera around and keep it running on people's faces the entire fucking time, as ridiculous as it is. By the way, this is brought to us by one of the directors of the original Blair Witch Project.
And you know, but, so I have like kind of a hate relationship with found footage movies just because a lot of times the way that they're shot, it's really hard to see what you want to see. then you're really you're dependent on what they want you to see, which is fucking stupid. And I was really pissed until the end of the movie when you actually got a good look at the Bigfoot because I wanted to see what it looked like. But there's all these like half shots because the camera's being knocked around and stuff like that. But going back to what you said about the GoPros, is I think that it probably had a lot to do with the fact that GoPros are just coming up and they wanted to make it relevant to the time.
Yeah, and the main character was a guy who makes YouTube videos. He's like, this video is going to be real popular on YouTube. That's all his entire life was, is getting stoned, wishing he was getting laid by his brother's girlfriend, and getting attacked by Bigfoot in the woods.
That's why this movie only made $40,000 in the box office.
Because it was
I didn't even know it was in the box office.
And if it wasn't for Wikipedia, I wouldn't know either.
Yeah. You know, I actually have like a funny story about this movie. Is the first time I saw this movie was in college, and going all far away from everything. I had a buddy who was completely barbecued on the devil's lettuce, and literally thought we were watching the longest Jack Links commercial of like all time. Yeah, that's exactly what he thought it was. He was like, dude.
That's fucking hilarious. Do you still talk to this guy?
Yeah, he's actually a really good friend of mine. He's like a really good friend of mine.
Can you laugh? The guy thinks he's talking to him right now. He's probably just having a conversation in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, can you laugh at him for me?
Can I what?
Can you laugh at him for me? Is he going to listen to this?
Oh, he messaged you guys before on Twitter.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And he suggested the movie.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, fuck,
I'm not going to say his name, but...
I do like the idea that anybody who would message us on Twitter is probably on the devil's lettuce, which is a term I'd never heard before, and I'm now completely in love with.
There's a coffee house in Chicago made a coffee called the devil's lettuce, and it came out in April. And it was good. It was good as shit. They also...
Did it make you hungry?
No, not at all. They really like marijuana, because I purchased coffee for them, and they roasted it on 420, and when they... sent me the bag. They always handwrite the roasting date on it, and they wrote 420 in big numbers with underlines and a bunch of exclamation points. Holy shit.
They were sending to Wisconsin.
There's not shit else to do there.
They need a dedicated guest.
You guys gotta talk. I gotta find this Twitter message that your buddy sent.
Oh, God.
I feel really bad.
It probably is the one that calls this hashtag fatbucks. But,
no, that's not him. That wouldn't be him.
Yeah, whatever happened to you, that fucking chick, she probably doesn't listen to us anymore, but...
I don't know that she ever listened to us. So, this movie basically goes through rounds of...
what a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I
think. I didn't want to interject, Corey, I'm sorry, but what a bitch.
the women in this movie do get a little upset at points, because they're being murdered.
Since we're all cutting off Corey, I call bullshit, because I have no message from your buddy.
Yeah, I was actually standing right next to him, and it was like when we first started talking about me coming on, like, on the podcast, like, a while back ago, and I told him, I was like, man, why don't you just tell him that you want him to do some movies?
I seriously don't have a message from him.
What is your buddy's name?
Or his Twitter.
I can't do that.
His Twitter name.
You can't tell us his name.
I can't do that.
Fucking tell him to email me. Or if he's probably listening to this, right? He's going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. He was actually, you remember when I sent you that copy of that group message?
Yeah.
He was the one that showed me. He was like, oh, dude, your name's on there. I was like, okay.
So, Martin's boy, because he won't say his fucking name, get my email from Martin and email me. Because if you email Pot, half the time it doesn't show up.
I mean, it does.
It shows up for you.
He doesn't know how to use technology. Good IT person.
You know what? Every morning, I shit in my hand and I just smash it on my keyboard. Is that how IT works?
Hope good things come out.
Yeah. Fuck me sideways. What are we talking about? Why are we?
Hey, we're talking about exists. So these five people.
Someone has to.
These five people go out to the woods to. Two of them are brothers. Brian and.
They're like brothers, brothers.
Matt.
Yeah, actual brothers. Brian and Matt are brothers. Their uncle, which I assume is Uncle Bob. So Uncle Bob does live from earlier. But they go out there, and at some point they start talking about, hey, shit, do you think it was that thing that Uncle Bob used to talk about up at the cabin? Shut up, dude. I'm going to go up and have sex all weekend, and you're going to sit there like a bum ass and watch. Because you have this couple, and then you bring the single stoner friend, and have him feel pathetic the whole time. And
Corey is
going to start shit in the woods.
Corey's adamant about tip drills.
Who?
What?
The sex. Tip drills?
Okay.
Come on. We need to get over it, man. Tip drills, devil's lettuce? Fuck.
No,
I'm going to the
country, apparently.
All right. You're going to do the Tootsie Frootsie with a knife.
You can use knock boots. Knock boots would work.
I remember knock boots. Arsenio Hall would say that.
There you go.
We're getting into your generation slowly but surely.
Yes, I watched Arsenio Hall, and therefore I cannot be racist. So
actually, you know, one of the greatest lines comes out in that movie. I don't remember the guy's name, but it's the African American fellow.
Todd?
Todd, that's his name. I wrote it down somewhere, but just lost it.
Fuckhead Todd.
But when they originally get there to the cabin, and he gets out of the Jeep, you know, they're talking about walking to the cabin, and he literally says, "Black people don't do this shit, man." And that made me, like, lose my shit when he originally said that, and I was like, well, yeah, they hit it.
Yeah, but Todd does do the blatant Will Smith of he just stands there in the middle of the woods, and he just screams motherfucker at the top of his lungs and shoots a gun at stuff he can't see. Like, come on, motherfucker, come on. And then meanwhile, the thing is throwing fucking boulders at him.
Boulders.
He's just like, yeah, I'll keep firing into the dark.
And then like a real asshole, he sends Brian in the tunnel. He's like, we only have one shell left.
Yeah. How did that happen, Todd? I don't know.
Shit, I dropped him.
Yes, fuckhead Todd. I really liked when he pulled the gun out. He's like, yeah, it's loaded.
Yeah, right. They both the same shit.
So he said that line, and Alyssa was like half watching the movie, and she just goes, a lot more recoil, though. And I'm like, yeah. I really
liked it. What they were shooting was like a little bitty, it was a little break action 410 shotgun, so it wasn't really like a child's gun, really.
Wow, thanks, Dick.
Sorry, well, I mean, it's the truth.
No, it's the truth.
I'm not one of those guys that...
I'm not disagreeing with that. I just didn't have to destroy my statement to the internet.
Sorry.
Now the entire internet.
It's true. It is a little bit more recoil.
Than a paintball gun. Yeah, it's
absolutely true. Yeah.
How different can this be? I don't know. It might blow your fucking face off as opposed to covering you with a little bit of mess and green.
Right.
So these guys on the way... for some reason, some dumb bitch is burning a guy's beard from the back seat while
he's asleep. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Basically, like, we really don't respect Brian at all on the way up. It's in every way, shape, and form. It's like Brian just must be the fucking spit-on pussy from this whole group. And so they clip something on the drive because they're all looking at Brian's beard catch on fire. And then they hear it kind of crying out in the woods, don't realize what it is. But, yeah, like you said, they kept playing the clip over and over again as he's looking at it. And he's like, did you burn my fucking beard? Is that why the burning smell is here? I thought that was a car. And they show up in the woods. Brian goes and follows Todd and Elizabeth out in the woods because he sees that they're going to bang and he wants to get in on that shit. Instead, he winds up filming what is another
Patterson footage.
Yeah. And he's like, holy shit, and he's screaming out. And Todd's like, hey, you're filming us banging, and he takes the card away. And it's that moment of nobody believes in Brian, so we're not going to even look at the thing that he just said he shot. Obviously, he's just sitting there, you know, wanting to watch us have sex in the woods, which, yeah, Elizabeth was really hot. That was unfortunate that we didn't get more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns around really quick. It immediately goes from, hey, everything's okay, we're out hanging out in this cabin that we're not supposed to be in, that had a boar in it for some reason. That was an odd scene.
Yeah.
And then
fucking domestic pig make it in there.
Right. But then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we're being attacked by Bigfoot. A lot. Like, no holding
a lot.
Bigfoot takes and puts a whole tree through their car and is actually coming up to the house and beating on the doors and stuff. Not subtle at all. That was kind of nice.
But I mean, that's one thing I did really enjoy about the movie is that the movie didn't take long. There was no sitting around bullshitting. And it was a good hour of just Bigfoot beating the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, this is how shitty I am at life in general, but they talked about earlier in the movie where they're like, oh, he won't bother you unless he's provoked. And I'm like, why is he trying to fucking kill him? And then at the end, they show that baby Squatch dead and shit. And I'm like, oh, at least there was a reason, but I don't know. Maybe they should have, like, actually confirmed that it was a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot that they killed, other than just finding his hair in the car and then just shit going south.
Yeah, I mean, they could have left a note.
Yeah, like, you know, sorry I murdered your baby. can we be cool?
Maybe you should have watched the Don't Go Chase on Waterfalls video and taught your kid not to walk in the road at night.
Fucking TLC.
See, that's my generation. I can do TLC quotes.
I'll give it to you. I'll take it.
I remember TLC.
Creep.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to record Top 99 on a cassette tape.
Cassette tape?
Yep.
He's giving you shit.
I know he does. Still,
I'm not going to tell you how many things I had recorded on 8-track. So,
see, 8-track. I never encountered an 8-track.
Nope. I should have a couple 8-tracks.
Of course, that's because your section of the country has yet to get compact discs.
Yeah, we still don't have internet down here.
It's a laser media that plays music. Also, can be used in a computer to install AOL online.
Wait, what's this whole AOL thing and computer thing? And
what's happening? Why is the screen talking to me?
When you're driving your truck through the dunes and your mic still your really genuine draft, you don't want it to skip. So you listen to an 8-track.
Hey, sir, I'm from the great state of Texas. We have our own beer.
I actually really like Lone Star.
There you go.
Yeah, and everyone's like, it's not that good. And I said, yeah, but I can only get it in Texas, so why the fuck not? And no one from Texas that I know sends me Chester King, so fuck all of you. Give me
your address.
All right, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Send me some Whataburger ketchup and
spicy ketchup and Chester King.
Martin, when we started, you said you wanted to know if we understood why you recommended this movie.
Oh, yeah, we never covered that.
You never really got that. So the reason I picked this movie was because I had that little funny story about my buddy thinking it was a Jack Lynch commercial. But I really enjoy Bigfoot, period. And I do believe in a Bigfoot. You like that? And also, this Bigfoot movie is based in Texas.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's based in East Texas.
Okay. East Texas is a very large place.
Well, it's just East Texas. That's all they give you. I don't know if there's any more.
Keep going. But,
it is based in East Texas. And that is a movie. That is one of the reasons why I picked it, because it was based in Texas.
Are there woods in East Texas, or is this movie a fibber?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those things, I don't know how much exploring you've done in Texas, but you can see everything in Texas.
Yeah, I haven't done enough.
Like, you can see swamps, you can see wooded areas, you can see, if you go up in the panhandle and, you can see mountains and shit and all that stuff.
Well, I guess when you're...
And then we have a desert in West Texas, too, so...
Yeah, I guess when your state is the size of a small country, then this is going to be a lot easier.
We were our own country, so...
And we will be again!
We will rise again! God.
I had to pull down the rebel flag...
Oh my god. Please tell me you're joking. I don't think he's joking.
I hope it's not the ground, you son of a bitch.
Hell no.
Right on. What's nice about this movie is that it doesn't hold back on the Bigfoot. It gives you full on, they're being attacked by Bigfoot. You're going to see Bigfoot. He's going to beat the shit out of people. The only hard part about it is because it's one of those found footage films, a lot of it is taking place in the dark in the cabin, so you can't really see a lot, or you get the green light of the night effect of the camera for a little bit. But at some point, it's like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and it's daylight, and I'm trying to clamp every bit of light out of my room so I can see anything that's going on the fucking screen.
Now,
a fun experience for me in a movie.
Do you think that, like, night shots like that are a cop-out, or that the filmmaker actually thinks that it's scarier to do it that way?
Maybe they think it's scarier, but if I'm paying to see a movie, which I didn't, then it's kind of important that
you're
get to know what's happening, even if the people involved don't. It is for my enjoyment at that point.
Huh. Well, that's true. But you do watch a horror movie to get scared. So if the filmmaker seems to think that something taking place in the dark is what's going to scare you more than actually seeing it, then I get it, but it's fucking dumb. Stop it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you noticed it, like, the first time, I don't know how much attention you paid to it, but the first time that the Bigfoot goes to the cabin, when they show it's, like, that completely dark out scene, and, mm-hmm. like, they show him, like, walking up the stairs, that was a dude in a gorilla outfit.
I didn't see that.
What that was. I mean, that was just easy. Like, I was like, oh, we can be done with this in 5-10 minutes. Just don't trip out. You know what I mean?
Hurry up, guys. Tommy's got to get home.
We got lunch in like 10 minutes. We can knock this bitch out.
Yeah, and, I mean, we are talking about the guy who did the Blair Witch Project, so it seems like maybe he was going home a little bit. He does pick good areas. I mean, that spot that they find in the middle of the woods where they go down to find Matt screaming like a little bitch, which is what Matts do, it is a cool-ass spot, the way that it's kind of laid out, which they're walking up and you see this sort of tunnel going down underneath this gathering of trees. It's either they put a lot of work in that or that's some place that exists. And that's a
but also, like when they're going to like that place, also when they're going to go find that, you notice the upside-down tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and that's another thing I really enjoyed about this movie is that they followed like a lot of Bigfoot lore. You know what I mean? The howls, the throwing of the rocks, and the crying, the upside-down trees, the nest. You know all that stuff. Like, that's just like regular Bigfoot stuff that everybody knows.
Not everyone knows that because I didn't know that.
I was aware of a lot of it.
Get on your shit.
I don't believe that there is a 7-foot-tall gorilla man walking around either.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm of the Nessie camp. I'm looking for Loch Ness Monster, and that's my reel.
Well, I don't have a lot of water around me, so.
That's the one thing Texas doesn't have, huh?
Water.
Actually, as of lately, we have a lot of it.
Send some to California, please.
Yeah, California doesn't have any. Fuckers.
I mean, it's unless you listen to certain people. Certain people seem to think that we do.
Who are these people?
No.
They're not
presidential candidates.
Oh, so, they're the same people that spray paint their lawns, right?
Right. No, the people who give a shit about their lawns just keep watering and assume that it's not going to affect them. So for these actors, I mentioned this in one of the I think maybe the first tries of this. They all were on the Friday Night Lights series on most of them have been a part of that show. So I was kind of checking through to see if maybe this was like somebody who filmed for that show or something did this. I didn't recognize what the writer was from or anything. But it was just kind of weird that they all drew from the same spot.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, you know, you get like an actor continuity when they work together.
And it also makes sense if you want to get young actors and there's a whole group of them on this existing property, then why not get a bunch of them that maybe have been around each other before and have a good rapport with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
And then you also tie in football because if you notice, Bigfoot runs like Ray Lewis. It's like him too, so.
That's what you meant. Okay. I still didn't get what you were talking about until you just made that comment.
Fuck yeah, you got it.
Well, yeah, Martin's like, did you Ray Lewis yet? I'm like, the black pig?
Oh, that was rough. Well, come on, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Ray Lewis is not exactly a good guy, so I was like, maybe he thinks he's a piece of shit, so. You know. I wasn't that far in the movie yet to see.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a different podcast. Corey, do you want to start an anti-Ray Lewis podcast?
I would have to find out who that is.
I know you're not into sports, but, you know, fucking get your shit together. Fucking
get your shit together.
I think my shit is together. If I'm missing out on knowing who this guy is, it seems fucking to get nothing but bile out of you.
He's ESPN, he did commentary for football for ESPN for the past couple of years, and then he was on the fucking radio when they won the Super Bowl.
He got kicked off of ESPN.
Yeah, he did get kicked off.
He got kicked off of ESPN, though.
Is he the one who filmed that girl through the keyhole at her door? Or?
No, he actually killed somebody and got off of it.
Well, that's okay. That's American.
Yeah, now everybody loves him.
Right. Fucking whatever.
Are we going to go on like a whole football thing? Are we going to hit the ice house also?
No. It's off season. We can talk about that in football season.
All right, let's go back to the movie. Let's go back to the movie. We're skipping around.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to jump back to where Corey had left off, but go ahead, Corey.
I was just going to say, so 300 GoPro cameras, all of the batteries seem to last forever. No cell phones work, which is just, again, so we're in the woods for 3 days. Our friends are dying, yet we keep cameras on us somehow. And it's important that we have the cameras on us and stuff to our helmets as we're riding our bikes through the woods trying to escape for our lives.
Yeah. Another thing that I found really annoying, going off of your comment about the phones, is like when Matt's trying to call 911 and he like finally gets through and he's fucking pacing. It's like, dude, stay still.
Stay still.
Yeah, like you're worse than one spot.
This is also funny because there's a lot of places in East Texas where you don't get reception, so yeah. I understand that.
But maybe climb on the fucking trees. Just gives yourself some hope. And maybe you should be trying to get up off the ground anyways at this point.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
I don't know. If that thing's turning upside down trees, I just think you're fucked at that point.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, it's always kind of a conceit with these things that there's certain cliches, and it seemed to hit a lot of the cliches. It's one thing, like you're talking about, to work in the mythos of what things that are expected from Bigfoot and working that all in. That's cool. But using the cliches of the sort of chubbier stoner friend who obviously can't get a girl and just has to sit there and lust after the two girls that his friends bring with them. And he's the only one who sees the creature, so nobody believes him because he's such an asswipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your classic teen slasher movie. That's what this is, but it's just with Bigfoot.
I mean, I can really appreciate the fact that like, there aren't many like Bigfoot horror movies. Like, this is the first one I've ever really heard of, but I also don't. Bigfoot doesn't interest me, so I don't go like seeking it. So you may know better than I do, Martin. But is this like one of the only Bigfoot horror movies?
No, there's actually a couple Bigfoot horror movies. There was one I saw before, and it was like one of those sci-fi ones, and it was just a giant turd. But it was, like,
I kind of have to wonder how bad it was.
I don't know if you call them Bigfoot
or in this movie.
Yeah, if I say it was a giant turd, and we're talking about this movie, I mean, that should tell you something. But they look like Hobbit big feet.
You know,
that's the easiest way to put it. And I don't know if you need to say, what is the proper term? Big foot or big feet? If there's multiple big foot.
Well, it would be
big foot.
Big footses? Big foots? I think it would be big foots because big feet would multiply large. It would imply
multiple large feet.
Yeah, but the
monster, the big foot that's just hopping around on one fucking foot.
So big foot.
Going away.
There's a shitload of one-footed big-footed men.
I'd like to follow these tracks, but they seem
they're only going right. This guy just.
And when I saw only one footprint, that's when I carried you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. You got the reference.
What a fucking goddamn. I don't even know what's happening right now. What day?
We were talking about the sci-fi turd, and you were asking me about if there's other movies.
Sci-fi movie always has shitty.
There is another one, and it's actually one that I found out through a Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay.
But it's called Willow Creek.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It was directed by Bobcat Goldthwait, and that's the dude who plays Animal in Police Academy.
Yep. Which I've heard of Willow Creek, but I never watched it.
Yeah, and I've seen it twice.
Willow Creek was preceded by about a year.
Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, and Willow Creek was pretty decent, and it's funny to actually say this, and it's funny because I actually know it, but Willow Creek was actually pretty accepted in the Bigfoot community.
Jesus. Fucking Bigfoot community.
Bigfoot community.
So is Willow Creek like a movie, or is it a found footage, or more of a documentary, or what?
It's a little bit of everything. You have to watch it and see what you pull from it, because it's it's weird because it's like one of those things like, oh, a couple goes out camping and then just like weird things are happening and you never really see it. And, you know, it's one of those.
That annoys the shit out of me when you never get to see it. That's something that bothers me with horror footage movies is you never get to really see the monster. And I think I said it before. I can't fucking remember what I did 10 minutes ago. But, like Cloverfield sucked because you never see the monster. Like
watching monster. Watch
no, no.
Mouse.
I'm not saying...
Cloverfield was a good movie, except it doesn't give you a payoff.
Yes.
It's like jerking off for 2 hours and then not being able to...
Squeezing out a hose. No, that's fine. You do that plenty. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see what I'm up against, per se. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Give me a visual of something that's supposed to scare the shit out of me.
And that's like kind of the thing, you know, with especially with like this movie, how they show like a fuzzy image, you know, take it, Bigfoot's fuzzy, I give it, but, you know, they literally just show a fuzzy image of him the whole time until you see the end.
But at least there's payoff at the end.
Yeah, exactly, there's payoff at the end, which is nice.
Kind of, it's all weird, you never really understand why the Bigfoot didn't kill him. I don't know why the Bigfoot left him.
I think it was really funny to say this, and it might sound like a complete dumbass saying this, but I'm going to go with the idea. So I wondered if the director kind of said, like, oh, well, at the end of this, you know, when he's sitting there, like, apologizing and all the bullshit or whatever, standing there face-to-face with Bigfoot, and it's like the Bigfoot understands. Like, he's like, all right, dude, you know, we're cool. I got four of your guys. You know, it's like,
I think you're
we'll
right.
Call it even.
I really think you're right.
You know what I mean? He's kind of, like, showing, like, compassion, you know, to make somebody say, oh, well, you know what, Bigfoot really wasn't that bad of a dude.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like...
Or a woman, like, I guess you would say, because I guess it mostly kind of implies that Bigfoot's a she.
Well, it definitely implies that Bigfoot has bred, but we don't know if it was a male or a female, or if they're, you know, they don't have any gender.
Bigfoot could be like a worm, and it could fuck itself.
It could be like those creatures in Feast.
That too?
Oh.
That too?
That was tasty. Yeah, so I kind of thought of the Predator movies. Like, the Predator goes off and kills all these people, but he's killing them because they're being aggressive. He sees them as other warriors and hunters and stuff, and so he winds up going after them because they're aggressive, at least in the first couple films. They break away from that a little bit in the Alien vs. Predator stuff. He would just kill willy-nilly, which I didn't really like as much. But I guess if you're in, like, the hunting ground, then you're fair game.
Yeah.
Well, now that you say that, that kind of makes sense. You know, because Matt was the one who hit the baby. You know, technically, he was the one driving. So
yeah.
He hit the baby. And then Todd was sitting there, the one firing at Bigfoot.
Right. And Todd
one girl, yeah. And then the one girl, you know, gets pulled through the window and tossed out. And I think she was just opportune, you know, just to take advantage of it. And the other girl died in the trailer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. I mean, he was going after him in the trailer, but Matt was in the trailer at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Nobody tried to make
her. Well, no, well, Todd was up.
Todd's a fuckhead.
Yeah, Todd did get fucked on that whole movie.
Well, he did shoot the Bigfoot, so...
Yeah, I mean, you kind of asked for that at that point.
Yeah, I don't know what she's
But, I mean, Matt didn't have a good day either. I mean, he got blindsided while he was probably going, like, 20 on a bike. I mean.
Yeah, well, nobody had a good day in this. I mean, it even seemed like Brian for a moment there...
had a good day.
Brian almost looked like he might get a little bit of play from his brother's girlfriend after his brother was considered dead for a while. She, like... It seemed like he was still looking for it to happen, and she wasn't necessarily receptive to it, but it's just like, well, maybe. Maybe I'll get a little boob out of this, because my brother just died, and she's all marble.
Little tits squeeze.
Nothing wrong with little tits squeeze.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, go all the way to the end. We're men. It doesn't matter what happens.
And then Uncle Bob shows up. So Uncle Bob gets the call, goes up to the cabin, makes it out, finds where Brian is with all his dead friends, you know, and his other nephew, and he's like, you stupid son of a bitch. You know, what did you do? You got all your friends killed. Let's get the fuck out of here. And they go running back to the truck, and then Uncle Bob takes a hit to the face, and poor old fucking Uncle Bob, one who didn't give them permission to use his cabin in the first place, warned them all the time, like, hey, you know, there's fucking Sasquatches out there. You probably should never go there. I don't go there. That's why the thing's got a pig living in it and is full of dust. But you assholes,
call me up in the middle of the night and say, hey, we're fucking lost in the cabin in the woods, you dicks. And then Bob comes and basically saves Brian's life and gets fucking killed for it. God damn. I feel bad for Uncle Bob.
Yeah, Uncle Bob should have just said, fuck him.
Yeah.
He should have said, sorry. You did it to yourself. You know what I mean?
Hey,
puts a fork in the light socket.
I'm going to shoot this last guy for you. We're going to call it good.
Fucking exactly. Squash.
Yeah, and you know, it was kind of weird how they did talk about that. You know, Brian brings it up that Uncle Bob did say something about it, though. That he did say something, oh, you know, there's a Sasquatch here or something. Like, he saw something.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk about that. We're going to the goddamn cabin.
Right. Just trying to get laid. I mean, Brian should have been at that point. Dude, I'll cover the hotel room. It's all right.
Sell a couple of those GoPros. You can get yourself a suite somewhere. Shit.
No shit.
Yeah, GoPros are not cheap.
Yeah, that was a retarded amount of GoPros, too.
Yeah. And he's just sitting up randomly in the woods, so how much shit did he leave there, too? It's like, yeah, all my friends are dead. The fuck? My stuff, man.
My GoPros. I lost my GoPros.
Right? You're trying to sit there and reason with Bigfoot and be like, look, just give me like 10 minutes, I'll be out of there. Just let me grab my shit and get out.
Let me grab all 45 of my GoPros. Fucking dildo.
I won't show anybody any of these, nothing like that.
Fucking
dildo. He kept cameras with him the entire fucking time, and I'm sure he's a huge YouTube sensation with the Bigfoot community now.
I hope so.
But he's the only one that's actually found shit.
Exactly. There was like a fake.
You know, one thing I did want to bring up, and I thought was pretty hilarious, was when Uncle Bob called him back while they were in the trailer, and he did find out they were in the cabin or whatever, or he was at the cabin, Uncle Bob was.
Right.
And then Todd was like, oh, let me just bust out this fireworks that I've had in my bag for this random occasion and go in this field and set it off. I don't think the Bigfoot will find me. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly. Hey, turn off that light that we don't want the Bigfoot to hear us or see us or anything. It's like, now I'm going to blow some fireworks up. But I think at that point in time, they thought they killed the Sasquatch because they had gone down and they retrieved Matt. And so...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Brian shot him.
Supposedly shot him in the face.
With the single shell that was left.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, and so anytime the group sends one guy out by himself, that guy is pretty much fucked.
Well, yeah, that's
par for the course in a horror movie, but what do I know? Yeah. I just watch a bunch.
But that's what I was thinking, is like this movie did do a good job of showing that even when they were all together, they weren't any safer. When they were gathered in the cabin... You know, people got killed in the cabin, and that thing just tore through there like toilet paper. And when they were gathered in the camper, Sasquatch was like, hey, I have no ties to this camper. I'm just going to push him down a fucking hill. And that inadvertently killed Dora.
Yeah.
And
it was pretty funny that the black guy didn't die first.
Yeah, that's true. At that point in time, Matt, I think, had already been dead. I don't even think the fall killed him. I think he was laying there dead, and nobody realized it. And then after the spill, it was just like, Matt, get up. Oh, no, Matt ain't getting up.
Shit.
So, should we rank it? That's pretty much the entire movie. So.
Yeah, we went pretty in on
a short movie.
Not a very great movie.
Balls deep. Like it was cheese. Fuck you.
Like it was cheese. Like it was a fresh Gouda.
Oh my god. So at the request of our guest, we will be bringing back the dead hooker's tale. So instead of doing our three pieces, I guess, Corey, we're just going to do dead hookers.
Yep.
And you hate dead hookers, so...
You don't want to be stuck with them.
That's true. You just gotta have a big old dead hooker burn pit.
I have a dead hooker room in my house, and it just fills up so much, and
boy,
I have to do all this mopping later.
I'm going to go...
Yeah, it's a regular old 10-15. I mean, a dead hooker in Ben Affleck's trailer.
Holy shit. That was a deep cut right there. I'm going to go 2.5 dead hookers, because it's not a bad movie. It's not a great movie. I will probably never see it again, but if it's on, I would watch it. It'll likely be the topic of a conversation or two. So, Corey, you are next.
I'm going to go with 2 dead hookers. My biggest problem with it is that I didn't like anybody. And so when I'm watching people get killed, I want at least one person to identify with, and pretty much all these people are assholes. So, yeah.
Martin.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and be the odd one. I'm going to say three dead hookers, just because, you know, this movie was, what, an hour and 15 minutes or something?
Yeah.
It was a short one of actual movie. So,
it
I mean, it was entertaining. That's all, I mean, for the most part, that's what it was. It was entertaining. I was entertained. I'm not mad that I gave up an hour and 15 minutes.
No, I got to admit, if I'm going to sit through a movie about Bigfoot, this is probably the best of a Bigfoot movie that I could ever find.
Yeah, that's pretty safe to say.
Except for Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, now that one I would give 5.
Yeah.
Solid 5 dead hookers, watching it over and over again.
You guys need to get out more often.
You can't go wrong with Lithgow.
Come on, dude. I'm sorry, I'm with all Corey right now. I'm against Matt on this one.
It's great. Fucking whatever. I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid, and I just don't remember any of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. And now they should have used that Sasquatch.
That was a better-looking Sasquatch.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been the best-looking Sasquatch for the movie.
Totally solid. But I will agree with your friend, though, as far as the outfit of the Sasquatch, it was not any better than what you see in those goddamn commercials.
No.
Yep, that's what you get from messing with Sasquatch.
Fuck yeah, don't mess with Sasquatch.
Maybe you guys will get picked up by Jenkins.
That'd be so awesome. I love Jenkins.
Oh, for that little pick me up, right?
Jenkins, if you're listening, hit us up. We are accepting sponsorship opportunities in the form of beef jerky.
Product.
Yeah.
Not a product. Just massive amounts of product. Just boxes.
It has to be beef jerky. I don't want Jenkins shirts.
Well, yeah, because first of all, we have a very high standard of shirts at this point.
We do.
Between Fatosphere Merch and thehate.com.
Yep.
I've been wearing my Fat Owl shirt from Matt, and it is...
It's tied on the nipples. It's really tied on the nipples.
Oh, God.
Was it the t-shirt or the raglan? The raglan's great.
The t-shirt.
Oh, okay. The raglan's great. The long sleeve one. No,
I can't get behind three-quarter sleeves. For the three-quarter nipple? Yeah, well, I don't fucking... I'm a hot running adult. So...
You live in negative 38 degrees.
There's still, I guess, still sweat.
Right. Matt and I are both tubby bitches, and anything more covering is than what we need. At the same time, I'm so fat that I think that they were out of my size in the raglan, so that might be why I went for the t-shirt.
That is one of the worst things I always find. Like, I love Matt and all his shirts and all the stuff, and I know I got linked to Matt through this episode, but... Dude, just the big sizes run out pretty easy.
Well, dude, he fucking caters to big boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, that's the one thing I love because, you know, shirts fit great, you know, and I'm a bigger guy myself. And
plus, it seems like he's always got new product coming out, too, and so that seems like why the size runs out, but then there's brand new things right around the corner. I've been seeing all these
it's great.
On their Instagram.
So
it's really great.
We should probably pull Matt's dick out of our mouths and... Fucking bring
just leave it there till it gets cut off.
Bring the boat back to shore, Corey.
Yeah.
We love you, Matt.
Not doing it this time.
You probably won't watch this one.
Maybe.
No.
You can contact us on the show by leaving us a voicemail at 805-328-3966 or email us at pot@gncast.com or you can message us on the website. Or you can do like Martin did and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Podcast of Terror. And you can subscribe to us via iTunes, Stitcher, now Google Play, or any of your favorite podcatchers. Leave us feedback there. And if you're interested in subscribing, the easiest way to do that would go to gncast.com/subscribe. And you can also find our Facebook page under Collective Netcasts. Martin, where can people find you?
Shit. I mean, people can find me on, like, Instagram or Twitter. You can find me on BigBidness77. It's BigBidness77. I do a bunch of dumb shit and stuff like that, some fun stuff.
So do we.
So, if people want to follow me, it is what it is. If not, I mean, I'm just getting off my ass.
I think people would like to follow the dumb shit stuff more than, like, people who don't post, and that's me.
Yeah,
so...
Fucking
yeah, I mean, I just normally it's just fucking dumb random shit. going to concerts or stuff like that, and just get a little too carried away with the booze. You know, good times.
it's kind of like the show.
Pretty much.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, right, right.
Sounds about right. And I just gotta wait for, like, Matt to drunk text me.
It'll happen.
There's nothing better than getting texts from Matt where he's just like, I love you. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I'm waiting for that one.
It'll happen. Okay.
Well, I got me and I had last week, and I had been messaging Matt, and last weekend was a good one with Matt.
What the hell did I do last week? Oh.
No, you didn't do it. It was me. I was having a...
No, I was totally drunk last weekend.
Oh, well, you were holding it together.
Well,
either I was that gone.
Yeah, it is what it is.
If you want to hear about Matt's week, you can also catch him on the recent episode of Mind of a Geek over on In Geek Studios podcast.
Yeah.
Nate and Brandon also had some wonderful things to say about Matt's random texts of love.
I'm a fucking assassin. I like letting people know.
And I have nobody beating on you for it. We appreciate it. We think you're gorgeous, and we just want to touch you.
You're a beautiful, beautiful person, Matt.
Thank you. You guys are also beautiful. I think we should all get naked and roll around together.
I'm down. Are we doing this right now? Are we doing this?
yeah, I killed these people a long time ago because I'm an idiot, so...
Well, that's good, and people don't get to see me. That's great.
Fuck it. I'll post your picture. This is what the guy looks like.
Beautiful.
You'll be our promo picture for the feed.
Yeah.
Hey, so right. Matt is Matt the Lifeguard on Twitter and Instagram, mm-hmm. and I am Don't Ask Comics on Twitter. So you can also follow my comics at Don't Ask Comics on the web.
Awesome. Well, Martin, thank you again for coming. It was awesome to have you and talking about a ridiculous movie that you seem to think is reality.
It was great being on here, guys. You know, and hopefully we can do this again and let you pick the movie. No, fuck that. I'll pick the movie.
It's always a guest choice. So
Well, I'll make you watch another turd. We'll see what happens. And
that is pretty much what my life is at this point. But we'll definitely have you back on. We're fucking booking out like a month now, which is weird because we got from like August.
That's great. I mean, I started listening. You know, when I started listening to this podcast, I listened to the first one I ever heard was Matt Vincent. You know, when he was on here the first time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And just started blasting through all of them. And now, like, I wait for your podcast. So.
That sucks. You should probably find a hobby.
No, I listen to a bunch of them, but it's just I wait on this one. I love this one, dude. All the fucking great.
Well, we appreciate it. It's nice to know that we have fans like you. So, thank you again. We'll get you back in the near future, and that'll do it. So we'll catch you next time on the podcast, sir.
Next week on the podcast.
Next week we're joined by Nate and Brandon from Ink Geek Studios to talk about the 1990s. Steaming pile, The Guardian. I haven't seen it, but I assume I'll hate it. It's about babies and trees. Two things I despise the most.
Spoilers, Matt doesn't like something.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that's really hard to believe. But, so that'll be a good time. I'm sure we'll talk about dicks. There'll be a lot of dick jokes, multiple penis references, and we may actually talk about this movie. So thanks again, and we will catch you guys next week.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the podcast here. You can help Galactic Netcast pay for our web and audio hosting by supporting us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/galacticnetcast and pledge as little as $1 a month.
You have been listening to a production of Galactic Netcast. For more about this show and others, go to gncast.com. That's gncast.com.